This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
MasterChef Australia returned to our screens last night with a brand new lot of home cooks vying for the title and 19 aprons that have been handed out, but there's still five to go tonight. Joining us on Hope Breakfast this morning is one of the wonderful judges, Melissa Leon. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm excited to talk to you because I have been a long-time fan of MasterChef. You came on as a judge last year in the Back to Win season. So are you excited to greet a brand new bunch of home cooks for the first time?
Oh, my goodness. It's just been so exciting to be able to meet all of these hopefuls and, you know, really cull down to our top 24 and celebrate them. We've had all of these home cooks, practicing away over the last year. Obviously, Back to Win was all returning favourites from all of the seasons. So it's an extra year of practice, I think. So it should make for some really delicious television over the next couple of months, hey?
Absolutely, which is what we need in wintertime, Melissa. I've got to ask you a pretty serious question, though. It has been 12 years since MasterChef debuted back in 2009. Are there still home cooks to be discovered?
There are always home cooks to be discovered. You know, there are so many stories and families and communities that we haven't even touched yet. And I think that that's the wonderful thing about a show like MasterChef, why it's done so well over the decades, because, of course, it started in the 90s in the UK and is all around the world in lots of different iterations. As long as there is food, there are stories, and that's why MasterChef is so special.
Yeah, I love that. It's you on a plate always, isn't it? That's always what it is.
That's it. Yeah, and everybody has something to say through their food.
Look, I've been watching the show for many years, Melissa, and I kind of feel like the show's kind of changed in some ways in that, you know, you began with your Julie Goodwins and your Pose, but I often feel like now that sometimes the food that contestants are serving up is just more unachievable for people like me to cook up at home. Would you say there's truth to that?
I think there's a little bit of everything. Obviously, we saw the show start with Julie so many years ago, and it was about very humble home cooking. And through, you know, shows like MasterChef, obviously the food IQ of Australia has just absolutely ramped up, and we know what a croque en bouche is. You know, we know what a macaron is, for example. And that's definitely led to home cooks being more adventurous and trying out more things. So, yeah, there's definitely a lot of the high-end kind of crazy strategy create that sort of food. But what I love about this season is there's a lot that's also really achievable as well. I mean, we do an instant noodle challenge, which was one of my favourite things from Back to Win, and we brought that back in a slightly different format. And, you know, it's great for, you know, people who want to do something really quick and simple but think about instant noodles in a different way. So I think there's a little bit of something for everyone there.
All right. I'm in for the instant noodle challenge, Melissa. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You came on as a judge last year, and I'm guessing that you would have had some nerves, you and Jock and Andy, about how you'd be received.
Yeah.
You've become a sensation. Like, people just love you, Melissa.
Oh.
So how are you feeling this time around? Is it a really different feeling as you launch into a new season?
I mean, firstly, you know, we said yes to being us on the show, and so yes, but we didn't know how the audience was going to receive us. We feel very humbled and very, very fortunate that the audience has decided that they like us, and you know, we get to know them, they get to know us a little bit better through this season. But yeah, we're a bit more relaxed this year. It feels kind of like you know, first day back at school, new school year. There's new friends to be made, new people to meet, new things to learn, and there's a lot of excitement that comes with that. So it's been a really great year so far, and we're at the pointy end right now, filming towards the end of the season in the Northern Territory. So, I mean, it's the best job in the world.
Well, there's a little bit of a scoop. You're up in the Northern Territory shooting.
Yeah,
that. What are some other things we can expect to see this season, Melissa?
We can expect to see, the same calibre of amazing superstar chefs. You know, obviously because of COVID, it's meant that international travel isn't a thing. And, of course, we are sticking to the rules on that. But we're able to, through the magic of television, beam in the likes of Magella Lawson and Yossam Ottolenghi and Heston Blumenthal and some really inspirational people. And let me just say that even though they're not physically with us in the studio, the impact that they have on the contestants and the food they're able to create is absolutely inspirational and absolutely worth watching.
Have you made a way? So I'm imagining they're showing up virtually on the screen. Is there a way that you can post the food that the contestants cook, you know, a few days in advance, and then they taste it? and then you start, you know, cut it together. I mean, that could be good.
Well, you know what? You watch the Nigella episode and she gives it a red hot try.
Oh, I love that. I look forward to that. That's great. Now, there is always, I've found in previous seasons, a trend. You know, there was the season that had the red dome molds. There was the season that had the hibachi grill. There was the year of the parfait as well, Melissa. What are we going to, what's the theme of 2021?
I think it's a lot of back to basics because this is the first home court contestant roundup for 2 years. So it's a lot of cooking with equipment that you know. And so that's, I think there's a wonderful takeaway for audiences to kind of see magical things still can happen with a frying pan and a pressure cooker and all of the rest of it. But the hibachi still gets some good play this season around. I think a lot of the contestants were watching the Back to Winners, giving it a good go last season. There's lots of different things there. But for me, what I think is really great is being able to make magical food with just the basics.
All right. So we're talking salt and pepper. We're talking your eggs and your milk. You're talking
baking
your
trays,
instant noodles,
frying pan, instant noodles. Absolutely.
All right. I want to chat to you at the end of this season and see how much of this is true, Melissa. I really do.
I would never lie to you, I promise.
Now, look, you are a judge on MasterChef. I mean, you've been tasting food for many years before that as well. Do you have the best job in the world? Is there a better job in the world than what you're doing right now?
Look, you know, when I was called to take on the MasterChef job, I already thought I had the best job in the world. I got to travel the world and write about food and travel, which I still think is pretty, pretty incredible. And then MasterChef happened, and I think this is also the best job in the world. But isn't it amazing to think what you don't know is coming down the barrel for any one of us in our careers? It's nice to be surprised. It's nice to know that what we don't know could actually be the best new thing we never knew we wanted.
Yeah, well, we are glad that you're on our screens. We love you, Melissa, as well as Jock and Andy, of course. But you're the best one.
Of course.
You're our favourite judge. You can catch
you
can catch MasterChef tonight at 7:30 p.m. on 10, and all through this week as well. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Melissa. You have a good season.
Pleasure.
Good time in the NT.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.